BMW.
Need to get these clouds out of here. It is the 8th of May. I want some sunshine. 51 degrees where we're at. Good morning. Monday Talk Around continues here. Talking one of my favorite subjects, the all-new Eagles Club on Dakota Avenue here in Wahpeton. Got Amy and Tracy in from the Eagles. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
So who wants to go first? Who wants to give me an update, a status update on how it's all going at the Eagles? I've heard a lot of great things. And, Amy, I've seen a lot of great pictures, too. What's going on?
That's great. So we've talked before, we finished our phase one, and our bar and our grill are open, and we're working hard on our second phase. Lots of people come in and they're wondering why the back isn't so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's second phase, and we're making great headway on it. We have some great workers who are, you know, when people walk in the front door, they're so impressed with the front of it. It's like, give us a few months and you'll be just as impressed with the back. Our Todd and Corey Kalinias and Jim Moreau, they're our great workers who are giving us lots of time to make our second phase as great as our first phase is. So, but the front doors are open in the bar and grill, and we're just busy. Tracy is our assistant manager here, and she is running things for our kitchen and making great food for us. So,
Tracy, step up.
Hey.
Is there anybody in town that doesn't know who you are? I mean, come on.
I'm not quite sure. I do know a lot of people, maybe not by their name, but they know my name. And if they're wearing a name tag, that helps me quite a bit more.
Right.
I've been doing this for a few years.
A few years. Yeah, just definitely. Definitely. So what's it like? What's the experience like now working at the all new Eagles?
It's actually fantastic. We have great food, great menu. We have a small staff right now. We're looking to increase that. We are looking for kitchen help and front end help. The wages are fantastic and the tips are excellent.
Even better, right?
Even better, yes. It kind of makes it a little better. But we've got just simple bar food right now. I do plan on getting in some steaks and some other entrees in just a little further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Once I supply the whole kitchen with a great staff, we'll be able to do more and bring more things in.
This got to be exciting for you.
Very
just
exciting.
Being at
it's
the startup.
Thing.
Right.
It's my thing. I've done it before. I started way back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Started, you know, with the D&J's Copper Kettle, and then, of course, it, you know, bloomed into the Northern Grill, and I thank Dennis and Diane Johnson for that. He taught me a lot, and
You carry that with you.
I do carry it with me.
So how's business been? You got a lot of people coming in so far. I know a lot of people have been very anxious to check it out.
Yep, we have different faces in all the time. We have a lot of repeat customers, which is fantastic. It's going very well. Like I said, we're busy Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, sometimes it's standing room only. It's actually quite overwhelming, the support that we're getting from the community. It's great.
Well, and like you say, looking at the bigger picture, too, down the road, it's only going to get bigger and better, too. So
absolutely,
that's got to be exciting
absolutely
for you.
Absolutely.
So can you give us a hint what the new menu items might be, or do you want to keep that a secret?
Oh, we'll keep it a secret for now, but I can do a mean burger, but I can do a fantastic steak. So that's my goal, is to get some steaks in there and some other entrees.
So what's on there right now that we can go feast on? Because Andrew went there last week and came back with something that looked really, really good.
It's too bad they didn't share with you.
I know, right?
The Wahpeton Whammy probably is a great seller, and that's a beef patty with sautéed onions, American cheese or cheese of choice, bacon, and on a great bun, served with your choice of potato or, you know, a salad, if you like.
Right.
The Eagle's Nest is a good one, just basically a California burger, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, and onion, served on a great burger, great food.
Now I'm good and hungry.
I was going to say, she also makes a bald eagle burger, which has the egg on it, which is so fabulous. And she had to talk us into doing a patty melt, I have to admit it. And she was right.
Amy, why did she have to talk you into that? That's what I wanted.
Well, we were trying to keep our menu just very simple to start.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tracy has a lot of experience. She's like, oh, you've got to have this, even on our simple menu to start.
If she can't make it, nobody can.
Yes.
Okay.
And she makes it fabulous.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people have said to me, these are the best burgers. And I have to agree. They are just amazing burgers.
So can you give us a hint, Amy? You've got some events coming up. I know you came on board with our bar golf. We are so looking forward
yes
to that, because that's going to be a good time. It begins and ends at the Eagles Club, and I want to thank you for that. Are there any more events coming up throughout the summer?
Oh, yes. Let's see. May 20th.
That's the golf.
That's the bar golf.
Blue Goose Days is June 2nd with Billy D and the Crystals are playing out back in the Eagles Nest area. Out behind the building.
We're looking forward to that, by the way. The whole band's cranked up about that. So awesome. We're going to have a good time with that.
And then June, is it 24th?
24th, I believe.
Is the Prometheus.
That's right, the motorcycle run.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I can't actually tell you the day for the Legend.
Is that in August?
Yes.
The 19th, I believe.
19th.
Okay.
They will be there, too. And then, of course, this next week, starting today, we have our Mother's Day special going on.
Nice. So bring mom in and enjoy it,
yes.
Right?
So this week, today through Saturday, we're closed on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Our mothers are going to be with their kids, too.
Right.
But Monday through Saturday, we're offering free desserts to all the mothers that come in. So the first 500 mothers, we're having a cheesecake and pie and a chocolate mousse, incredible cake.
Got some great dessert.
Good time to be a mom, definitely.
Yeah. So bring your mom in, lunch, dinner. We start serving at 11, so bring your mom in or just come and get away from the kids yourself, and we'll give you a free dessert.
Fantastic.
The Eagles actually is the founder of Mother's Day. They were the ones who initiated having this become a national holiday.
No kidding. So that is a big deal
for
the order.
Big deal for us this week that we're celebrating. Back when they first initiated Mother's Day, leaders in the organization really wanted to honor mothers and the contribution that they are to this nation. And so this week, we really want to celebrate that.
Wow. Yeah. How about memberships, too? Touch on that quickly, too.
Yeah. If you join the Eagles, you become a member, you get discounts on our food and drink. Our memberships are $45 for the year. And the Eagles is different than other charitable organizations, if I can just throw that in.
Sure. Absolutely.
So our money, we are nonprofits, so 100% of the money, our profits, go back into charities. We donate to charities mainly locally, to Kids Connection, Safe Avenues, the Food Pantry. But our administrative costs come solely out of our membership dues.
Okay.
So that we can give our profits all back to charities that need money.
Fantastic.
So that's what it helps pay for.
What a great organization.
And we're going to give you a discount on food and drinks if you help. Help support us. So
fantastic. So one more time, people looking for work, if you're looking to change careers, if you're looking for something to do, get on down to the Eagles and get an application.
Yes, thank
all
you.
All right. Tracy, Amy, great to have you in here. Stop in anytime, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Doors always open. 9:45, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till